Welcome to the latest episode of the Real World Nutrition Podcast. This is episode 132, Erasing Self-Negativity and Fostering Self-Positivity. Hi, everyone. This is Shelly Riel, registered dietitian and the host of Real World Nutrition and the founder of Real World Nutrition. And today, that topic may have sounded a little bit out of left field as it comes coming from a nutrition podcast, talking about self-negativity and self-positivity. But I promise you this does have a connection, and I will make sure I let you know what that is. So earlier this week, as this drops in April, earlier this week, there was the Erase Self-Negativity Day. And just another one of those observances where you just are like, what is this all about? Or just seems silly. But really, it's addressing the negative self-talk that a lot of us tend to have and having the positive self-talk that we have towards ourselves and others. And how does this relate to nutrition? Well, as long as I've been a dietitian and myself having even some of this in the distant past, have these mindsets or this thought, negative thoughts about certain types of food, our body, whether or not we are exercising as we think we should. I've had people look at me in shock that I eat pizza or meat, or there are all kinds of things that people have as it relates to assumptions around nutrition, food, being a dietitian, and what people should and should not eat. Now, I will start this out, is that really, I don't have a lot of food rules that I promote or espouse. Now, some people may be surprised, there are some, such as there is food that I will never eat, and I encourage other people to never eat, and that's food that has gone bad or is moldy or spoiled. So you have things like that, things that seem like common sense, but there's many times where I've been asked point blank, what food will I never, ever, ever eat? There's plenty of foods that I don't care for, but that doesn't mean I will never, ever eat them. What are foods that I always buy organic? I never go out of my way to do that. I will buy food that is available, regardless of whether it's organically grown or not, because the nutritional value isn't different. So these are just some things. People may not see this as having a negative output or negative thoughts, but it does come in. There's a lot of thoughts people have about food and nutrition. So today I am going to address some generalities with regard to self-negativity and self-positivity, but I also wanted to just assure you how this can and does have something that is related to food and nutrition and body image and body weight. So let's talk about this a little bit more and what is self-negativity and how to change that mindset. So I just ask you, have you ever caught yourself in that mindset of negativity towards yourself? And many people are aware of this, but many people are unaware that they're doing this. And how can they change this? How can they change it in their lives, as well as having some of this self-talk that we have, how it impacts others? And I say especially impressionable individuals like children. So we really need to recognize how our self-negativity can inadvertently impact those around us, shaping the beliefs of people around us and attitudes towards themselves. And how can we play a role in fostering self-positivity in others while being mindful of our influence over them? So first, I want to address understanding self-negativity. So self-negativity presents itself in so many forms. It can be self-doubt. It can be criticism. It can be feelings of unworthiness or inadequacy. This voice in our head tells us that we're just not good enough, we're not smart enough, we're not capable enough. It can be a toxic mindset that can stem from past experiences. It can be mindset related to societal pressures or unrealistic standards we impose on ourselves. And I'll tell you this, people want to blame social media for a lot of these things, for some of the pressures and some of the standards. But as somebody who's been around since before social media existed, this isn't new. Ask anybody who grew up in the 80s or 90s or the 70s or the 60s, what were the norms and the standards of the time? And how many people didn't fit into those norms or standards that were put out by the media. So self-negativity was definitely around far before the internet. But the internet has just given us more exposure to how these things can present themselves and gives more avenues to express self-negativity. Research suggests that certain individuals, such as perfectionists or those with low self-esteem, can be more susceptible to negative self-talk. But really, nobody is immune to this influence. We all have moments of self-doubt and insecurity. And even people who present themselves as self-assured people who present themselves as self-assured still have self-doubt and insecurity. So what is this impact of self-negativity? Well, we may think of self-negativity as really only impacting our psyche. It can mirror to those around us. So as I mentioned, this is especially true when we have negative self-talk around children, and they're highly perceptive to our moods and behavior. So negative self-talk or self-deprecating comments can inadvertently reinforce similar patterns in others, shaping their beliefs about themselves. And while we may know what not to say around so-called little ears that they may repeat, people don't always think this also impacts others. Some of the things that we say can have an influence on them. Our mindset and self-perception can influence the dynamics of our relationships. Constant self-criticism or low self-esteem can lead to seeking validation from others or engaging in unhealthy behaviors. So not to go to many extremes here, but this can be some times where people have negative thoughts about food or over-exercising, and that's one of the unhealthy behaviors that I'm bringing this forward as part of a nutrition podcast. So if this is in a relationship and people are leading or seeking validation, rather, the person who provides the validation, it can be genuine, but they may also become frustrated and tired of the cycle of constantly having to reassure the other person that they are just fine the way they are, they're beautiful, or whatever the validation seeker is looking for. So by prioritizing self-care and self-compassion, we can foster healthier relationships that are built on mutual respect and support. Now, how can we halt the cycle of negative thoughts? Well, there's a few steps that I give here that can help combat self-negativity. And I refer to it as APS, awareness, practice, and support. So the first step being awareness. So the first step in combating self-negativity is being aware that it's even happening. Recognize when negative self-talk, negative thoughts arise and challenge them. Ask yourself if these thoughts are based on facts or distorted perceptions. Practice self-compassion by treating yourself the same kindness and understanding you would offer a friend in a similar situation. This is something that's very common that a lot of people don't do. Would you treat a friend or a family member the way you talk to yourself, the way you treat yourself with some of this negative self-talk. Most people would never do that to another person, but we do it to ourselves a lot. So again, practice the self-compassion. And then cultivate a supportive environment. Surround yourself with positive influences. And I'm not saying you can only surround yourself with positive people. That's probably not realistic, but positive influences, and have activities that uplift and inspire you. And that could be spending time with loved ones, pursuing hobbies, or if necessary, seeking professional help. And seeking assistance is a sign of strength, not weakness. But sometimes self-negativity is so ingrained in us, we don't even realize we're doing it. So that's why the first step is awareness. Awareness and recognition and challenging those thoughts. So let's talk about cultivating self-positivity in others as well. So first thing is lead by example. Children learn by observing the behaviors of adults around them. And we can instill these values in the younger generation by modeling self-compassion, resilience, and positive self-talk. So model this stuff. Don't just speak it, but actually model it. So if we're saying we're comfortable with our body weight, our body image, and then we turn around and we're restricting food, that's not really modeling it. So your actions speak louder than words. Consider whether your actions contradict your words. Telling somebody that they need to be a good driver and obey the laws while you're flipping people off and speeding, that's a contradiction of your actions versus your words. And so I want to emphasize, this isn't just true with children, but anybody who's impressionable in our lives. That could be a colleague or a new friend, a new acquaintance, and they're looking to you as an expert in whatever you're an expert in, but if it's contradicting, that may not come across well. Also, encourage a growth mindset. So teaching children and others the power of yet and the concept of a growth mindset. So I'm not good at this yet, rather than I'm not good at this. Emphasize that abilities can be developed through dedication and effort. And encourage yourself and others to view challenges as opportunities for growth rather than an insurmountable obstacle. Praise efforts and perseverance regardless of the outcome. So recently, I took my granddaughter to a cupcake decorating class, and she expressed some frustration with one of her decorating attempts because it wasn't as good as mine. And I really had to remind her that I had practiced this a lot more. And this was her very first time. Hers was pretty darn amazing, especially for her first time. And I also had to tell her I had only just recently started my decorating journey just a few months back and remind myself that I'm a novice, that I was a beginner compared to the instructor we had. Our instructor had been doing this for more than 30 years. So just reminder, practice. First time isn't going to be perfect and neither will be the 30th time. But there's still ways to encourage the growth mindset. Provide affirmations and support. So offering words of encouragement and affirmations can boost self-esteem. And this can be in others, but again, also with ourselves. Remind others of their strengths and their unique qualities. And this is where we want to create a supportive environment where they feel safe to express themselves and pursue their passions. So when we're encouraging self-positivity in others, we also want to listen and validate their feelings. Again, talking with my granddaughter on a different subject that same day, she told me about one of her school teachers who was a fantastic artist, painted murals around our city, and we were driving by them, and I was also really impressed with his artwork. And I shared with her that many of us have talents. They may not be in cake decorating, they may not be in painting murals, but it could be something else. So we just need to continue exploring what our personal abilities are. Foster resilience. Really helping children and others in our lives develop resilience by teaching them coping skills and problem-solving strategies. So we want to encourage ourselves and others to learn from failures and setbacks, and emphasizing that mistakes are a natural part of the learning process, and they can bounce back stronger and more resilient than before. So again, learn from failures and setbacks. When I started knitting about 10 years ago, my first several projects were horrible because it was my first time and I was learning. But I kept doing it and things got better. And while I address children in a lot of what I'm talking about here, as they are impressionable and what we do and say can have a lasting impact, anyone can develop resilience and coping skills and problem-solving skills. And here's the thing. We're always going to have failures and setbacks, right? Things will often need to be corrected. And we need to minimize and avoid the self-negativity and learn from mistakes. So a couple years ago, when a friend was going through a separation and eventual divorce, she kept referring to how stupid she had been with some of the things she had done with her former spouse. And I had to really step in and just insist, stop saying that about yourself. You were not stupid. You learned from your mistakes. It was a harsh lesson and you need to move forward. But calling yourself stupid is not beneficial, and you can't change the past. And I know it's easier to say than do. I know it, but still keep reminding yourself of this. And then embracing self-positivity. So really embracing self-positivity, this is for yourself as well as encouraging it in others. It involves nurturing a mindset of self-love, self-acceptance, and self-appreciation. It's about recognizing your inherent worth and celebrating your strengths and accomplishments, no matter how small they may seem. So here are some things that you can do to do this. Number one, practice gratitude. Start each day or end each day by reflecting on three things you're grateful for. Focus on positive aspects of your life, and you can shift your perspective and cultivate a sense of contentment. Number two, affirmations. Use affirmations to reinforce positive beliefs about yourself. Repeat phrases such as, I am worthy, I am capable, or I deserve happiness, so it can counteract negative self-talk. Number three, self-care. Prioritize self-care activities which can help with resiliency and physical and emotional health. And this can be exercise, it can be meditation, it can be a massage, or enjoying your favorite hobbies. You just carve out some time for those activities that bring you joy and relaxation. Number four, set realistic goals for yourself. So break larger goals into smaller, achievable steps. Celebrate your progress and acknowledge your efforts, regardless of the outcome. Number five, surround yourself with positivity. So surround yourself with supportive individuals who uplift and encourage you, and distance yourself from toxic relationships or environments that fuel self-doubt and negativity. And this is something where not everybody feels that they can understand or feel out what those environments are. But there are some groups of people I so look forward to the monthly get-together or the time we get together, or other times where somebody wants to get together with me and I'm really having a hard time committing to it. That's really a sign there. And it's not a hard time committing to it because I truly do have a busy schedule, but more of and really not wanting to make time. And while you do that self-reflection of surrounding yourself with positivity, consider whether you might be that toxic person or the toxic part of the relationship when you're wondering about this, because there may be some people, when you're around them, you find that you're just more negative than positive. So that is really a big approach there to the National Erase Self-Negativity Day. But I really want to encourage you to not only focus on the minimizing and eradicating the negative self-talk within ourselves, but again, being cognizant of how this affects others and encourage self-positivity. When we speak negatively about how we're eating, our body weight, our body shape, or what we feel towards our body, and if it's negative, that really has an impact on others as well as yourself. So you can lead by example, offer support and encouragement, be mindful of your influence on others. And people may think they don't have an influence on others, but really it is something that people do pick up on quite a bit. So I encourage you to approach this and foster a culture of empowerment and resilience so we can minimize the self-doubt and embrace self-love and self-positivity. All right, everyone, that is it for this week's episode of Real World Nutrition. I would love to hear if this topic resonated with you and any aha moments you might have had during this episode. So go ahead and check the link in the show notes. There's a way you can contact me and sign up for my weekly newsletter. All right, everyone, you have a great week ahead. Take care and bye for now.